President Chavez's threat to cut off the U.S. oil supply sent prices soaring around the world. Prices have settled down again, but of course that's relative. Crude oil is still around $93 per barrel. And as many residents of colder areas know, that affects much more than the cost of your daily commute. In Maine, some landlords are refusing to pay for home heating oil. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon has that story.
My oldest son's room, we've actually had to close right off. There's no heat whatsoever. The vent that's in there...
Rob Bosquet, his girlfriend, and their two sons rent a four-bedroom duplex in Auburn, Maine, for $900 a month. When they signed their lease last fall, they were told heating oil was included. But in November, they ran out and were literally left in the cold for a week. Bosquet says he repeatedly tried calling his landlord, but to no avail.
Finally, I said, well, okay, we'll hold off the rent. When he didn't get his rent, he contacted me, and I said, well, we have no oil in there.
For his part, the landlord says he wasn't notified of the situation in a timely manner, and he says he did order more fuel. But by the end of December, the family ran out a second and a third time after the landlord pumped in 10 gallons to try to tide them over. In desperation, Bosquet contacted Auburn city officials, and when the landlord was unresponsive, they used police to track him down. By the time it was all over, the landlord was cited for several electrical code violations in Bosquet's building.
I just can't believe that landlords are up and leaving their tenants this way. I mean, and people go in renting a place with the intention that they're going to have a safe place and a warm place to put their heads every night. And when landlords are just abandoning, I just can't understand how they can sleep at night.
Bosquet has continued to have problems with his landlord and with heating his apartment. So he and his family are putting their furniture in storage and moving in with his dad. Auburn city officials say it's becoming an all-too-familiar tale. Since November, their small city of 23,000 has had 31 no-heat calls. That means the furnace is either broken or it's empty and the tenants are cold.
Out of those 31 calls, it's affected 141 apartments. And of those apartments, 59 of them included families.
Gary Samard is the city's fire prevention officer. He says he's worried about the number of fire and safety violations he's finding as people rely on ovens, portable heaters, and makeshift devices to try to stay warm. In six cases, Samard says there were so many hazards that he's closed the buildings down. One was a four-unit building where the tenants had been without heat for 5 days.
The landlord in this case could not afford to pay for the oil. The city of Auburn helped the landlord by putting in 175 gallons 2 or 3 weeks prior to us being called again. And the landlord told the tenants that they were on their own because she didn't have the money to put into the building.
Dan Langlais, a longtime local landlord, understands the predicament. He recently found himself in a similar situation when he was unable to cover the cost of heating his three apartments. He says he was clearing just $25 a week by the time he'd paid the oil company.
I haven't been able to keep up to stay in my own home. I had to close my own home up to try to keep the apartment building going. And then when that wasn't working, I told the tenants I'd have to go up on their rent just to keep oil in the building, keep it heated.
Langlais says his tenants balked at the higher rent, stopped paying it altogether, and moved out. At that point, Langlais was without money. The building had no heat. The pipes burst, and he says the entire electrical system was ruined.
Myself, I live in the cellar of my daughter, and now I've got a house and an apartment building that sits there that I just can't afford to keep it.
25 years ago, multifamily units were seen as an ideal investment, and Langlais, who is disabled, thought one would suit him nicely. Now he's planning to sell his properties. He's hoping to avoid bankruptcy and hoping for an early spring, which in Maine is still at least three mortgage payments away. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon in Auburn, Maine.